we continue to be a nation at war against a very, very dangerous enemy. And in some cases, I think perhaps we become a little bit complacent. The very nature of our success in stopping terrorist attacks in the homeland has led some to believe whether we are really at risk today. I believe all of the intelligence that is out there and all of the facts support the very nature that it is not an overstatement to say that we continue to be a nation at war. And it's a global war. If you take a look at the report, you will see a number of the activities that go out from Al-Qaeda or their affiliated organizations that indicate that this is a global effort. It is not just concentrated in Afghanistan, Iraq, you know, there have been attacks in Europe. It is a global effort. The interesting thing is, as we have made progress in this war against radical Islam has changed the way that it operates. The loss of key operatives in some of Al-Qaeda's major training camps has forced Al-Qaeda to relinquish some of its operational control to an extended network of like-minded terrorist groups to ensure the movement's longevity and survival. What does that mean? It means, from my perspective, that Al-Qaeda has morphed into a decentralized entrepreneurial organization. In the private sector, we used to call it participative management. And let me explain it for you. Some of you may be familiar with the former chairman of the board of the company that I used to work for. And he will be very upset to learn that bin Laden may have read his book called Servant Leadership. All right, but when you take a look at how Al-Qaeda has morphed into this decentralized entrepreneurial organization, I see elements of what Max Dupree would have talked about in Al-Qaeda. Because as we talked about management philosophy at Herman Miller, we defined the role of leadership. Leadership is responsibility is to outline the current situation and reality, to define a vision. Has bin Laden defined a vision as to where he wants to go? Absolutely. Have they set a direction and objectives in place? Yes. Are they providing resources to the various affiliated groups or identified how those resources might become available to them? Yes. And then the most important things in a participative management company, or what we would call a decentralized entrepreneurial organization, is the last two things. Empower your employees, or in this case, empower your appendages to carry out actions independent of centralized control, and then get out of the way. And in many ways, I think you can see that this is exactly what Al-Qaeda has done. They have set a vision, objectives, provided resources, so that their affiliates or people who are like-minded understand what the strategy is and where they are heading. And then because in some cases they've lost operational control, but I think selectively they've made the conscious decision that they have empowered their affiliates to act independently, so they've gotten, the centralized leadership has gotten out of the way. There is not a centralized command and control structure within Al-Qaeda. The very nature, and why did we use those kinds of management technique in the business world today? And what are the results when you empower or create that kind of a structure? Speed and agility. Speed and agility. Those are the hallmarks and the capabilities of where I think Al-Qaeda is today. We have an organization that can act relatively quickly and they can be relatively nimble on their feet. Let me give you a couple of examples. The report pays a great deal of attention to a relatively new phenomena known as homegrown terrorism. These individuals are difficult to identify because they are self-radicalized. They have picked up the message and the vision of radical Islam. They may have no formal association with Al-Qaeda, no criminal record. There's nothing in their past to draw the attention of law enforcement officials to these individuals.